Longtime friend of the show, Bobby Slayton, the Bichon Frise of comedy. Is here. Oh, where geez. Is Bobby?
I just thought I'd stop by. Hey, so I got to tell you this really quickly. That's me. It's always quick.
Yeah, but you can take your time. We're just hanging.
I've been in traffic for about 45 minutes. I was listening to you guys. And first of all, I just got to tell you really quick. My irrational fear has always been to go on radio. I always have notes with me, which I never look at. To go on radio and have nothing to say, and I never even get to the notes.
That's never ever happened to you.
No, I know, but that's what my
that's why it's irrational.
Fear. That's why it's irrational. Exactly. Then the other one, you know, I've been doing stand up now for 35 years. I always have notes in my pocket because every single night I go, God, what am I going to start out with? What am I going to say? And it's kind of an irrational fear. But now the irrational fetish fear I have is I'll be having sex with my wife, and afterwards, she'll talk, and she will have something to say. That always sucks. So these totally rational fears that she's going to talk. Meanwhile, so it is great to be back to see great seeing you guys again. You know, I've been doing stand-up now for a long time. I'm at the Comedy Magic Club Saturday night. And, you know, it's always great to be back in L.A. As much fun as I make of L.A., I mean, everybody listening now, we all hate L.A. in a way. You always bitching about L.A., the traffic and the smog and the overcrowded. But, you know, when you start going to other places, because I've been traveling the last couple of weeks, I've been stuck in that storm in New England.
Oh.
I was in New York. And you know what I used to do all the time? And I yesterday I'm sitting in my backyard. It's like 80 degrees. Mm. And I call my brother in New York. They're getting ready for another storm. What I used to do all the time is kind of tease people back there and taunt them. Yeah, I'm in my backyard about to go in the hot tub. What are you, shoveling your driveway? But I don't do that anymore.
You feel so
because
bad.
Because we all know that any time California could break off into the ocean,
yeah,
and I could be sitting under rubble, and my brother could call me up and go, yeah, I'm just making a snowman. What are you waiting for the coyotes to eat you? Hope you get out of the rubble by dinner. So you know what? Things could really fall apart here at
That's
any
true.
Time.
On the road, what place, what destination that you go through is a total crap hole? That you're just like, I'm here again. This sucks.
You know, everywhere.
Everywhere else.
No. You know, it's not so much the town. Sometimes it's the town. Sometimes it's a club. Like one of the best clubs in the country, believe it or not, is the Funny Bone, Columbus, Ohio. Nobody knows why. It's Columbus, Ohio. There's nothing to do there.
That's why. But I mean, I'm from the Midwest. So it's Frank. So when a comedian came through town, it was enormous because there was like, oh my God.
Right.
That's the only thing there is to do in L.A.
They're going there to have fun and laugh.
Yes.
Well, you know, I was in Vegas this past weekend. And Vegas, you know, look, I'm still playing clubs. I'm making a great living. I'm having a good time. But when I'm in Vegas, I mean, Vegas become now more horrendous. The people, the animals, the fat, ugly, stupid. I mean, they carry
it's
those giant
Sinatra.
Drinks. And nobody, you know, they're in the Bellagio.
The guitar garita. You've seen the guitar garita where it's a margarita and a guitar?
Oh, horrible. And they're all doing that. They're all overweight. And they're, you know, Bellagio. They're walking around with big coolers full of Bud Light, and it's just horrendous. But I love Vegas when things are going well because you go to a nice restaurant. So Vegas can go either way. But I checked in this past weekend. So it was Valentine's Day, which to me is also
was the wife with you?
What's that?
Was your wife with
you? No. But she got stuck in the snowstorm in the East Coast. So I had to figure out, what am I going to do in Vegas all weekend without my wife? What could I possibly do besides the gambling and the cigar bar and the hookers and the strippers and the drinking? And I just had to kill a whole weekend without the wife on Valentine's Day. It was just horrendous. But I got through it, guys. I got through it.
Oh, good for you.
But, you know, but you see all these people walking around and, you know, they're all getting married and they're on their honeymoons and it's Valentine's Day. It was so nauseating and it's so horrendous. I check in and I went to the concierge because I had to ask him something. And he said to me, oh, by the way, Mr. Slayton, nice to have you back at Harrah's. Are you going to get married this weekend? I go, no, why would you ask me that? He goes, well, because all the wedding chapels are booked up. But, you know, since I know you, I could probably get you in. I said, you know what? It's okay. And he said, is your wife with you? And I said, no. And he goes, well, because a lot of people also come here to renew their wedding vows. And that to me is like reheating crappy food. Why would you go through that again? Why would you want to do this again? I did it once. You know, it's like bringing my grandparents back to Auschwitz or my brother back to Vietnam where his leg got blown off. I want to go through this again. It was a horrible experience. Thank you very much. But it was just awful. And all these people walking around, they're getting married, celebrating Valentine's Day. You guys don't do that, do you? You do
that? No, I'm not big on that.
No.
But you've been married for how long, you say? 18?
I've been married for, I might as well, it's 26.
26
it's
years.
It's like 18, 26.
Did you guys exchange any kind of Valentine's Day gifts, or it's just another day?
We, I don't even think we exchange bodily fluids.
Oh, no.
That's the old standby.
You know what? My wife actually this morning, she actually said to me right before, she goes, oh, I forgot to give this to you Valentine's Day. I go, well, you weren't here. And she gave me this really cool, just a little skull cup, you know, because she knows how much my little skulls. So that was kind of nice of her.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, that was nice. I didn't give her anything, but I'm always buying her stuff.
She gave you skull for Valentine's Day.
Well, my wedding ring is 3 skulls. I've always liked skulls before every 13-year-old kid at Walmart has skull tattoos now. I liked them when they were cool.
Would you ever do a residency at Vegas, like move there?
I did.
You did?
I was at Hooters Casino. Hooters Casino. I know it's kind of a joke already, but about 4 years ago, get a load of this one. Hooters Casino built a showroom for me because, you know, and I think you probably know this, you know, the women bring in, it's the slot machines that make all the money in Vegas. It's basically the slots. It's not the nightclubs, not the restaurants. It's the slots. And who plays slots more than anybody are women. So a lot of women weren't going to Hooters. So they decided they're going to take a martini bar because nobody's going to Hooters for martinis either. Mm. So these people had everything, you know, backwards here. So they decided they needed to have a showroom and they needed a show. And somebody suggested, why don't you have Bobby Slayton because he talks a lot about relationships. I never thought it was sexist. I never thought it was misogynistic, but I never thought it would bring women into a casino. And so I was there for 2 years, and it actually, a lot of couples came in. And I think women love my show because when they realize what a jackass their husband is and how much of an idiot he can be, they listen to me and go, thank God.
At least he's not Bobby Slayton.
He's not mine.
You know, right.
Exactly. You know what it's like? It's like you're having a bad day, and you're on the freeway, and you're driving along, and you're having a crappy day, and a million problems, and there's a guy broken down in the rain with a flat tire, or there's a guy in a wheelchair with one of those pencils coming out of his head. And you go,
you're
maybe
that
things
guy
aren't
for them.
That bad for me. I could be that guy.
It was like we talked about the other day, the movie This Is 40, where, you know, you watch that movie.
This Is 40, yeah.
So This Is 40, and right. You watch it and go, and it helps couples because you go, oh, everybody's like
absolutely.
Us, you know?
I just saw that the other day. I thought it was really good.
Oh, we loved it, too.
I thought
yeah.
it was great, especially because I love Graham Parker, who I opened up for once, and
yeah.
he was a great musician, and I like to see stuff like
that.
Because
that's real when you go, so you want to have sex tonight? And she says, I'm constipated. Yep. Unless you really want to. He's like, well, now. You know? Yeah. I mean, that's how it really is.
That's pretty much how it is.
But at this point, I would have. I'm like, hey, I was hoping you were constipated.
And again, you know, that's why I felt bad this weekend because all these people were at my show and it was Valentine's Day and they had roses on the table. I kind of felt I was kind of helping them in a way. That was kind of a tough love program. And that's, by the way, you asked, that's why my marriage was so good for a couple of years because I was in Vegas 6 days a week and my wife was in L.A. So I'd go home one day and I'd see her. And she had a store at the time. Then this recession thing hit. So it would be great. I'd go home one day. She'd be working all day. I'd make dinner, knock off a bottle of wine so I was anesthetized by the time she came home. After work, she'd go to sleep. I'd go back to my office and watch porn. And I'd say goodbye to her the next day and go to Vegas. It was a great marriage for those.
So when you planned your set in Vegas for Valentine's Day, you were saying, I'm going to beat these couples to death.
Well, no, it's more of a tough love program. I'm trying to help them is what I'm trying to do. You can look at it that way. That's a negative way of looking at it, Frank. But it's like there was one couple and they just got married that day and they came to my show and, you know, he had bought her a ring and flowers. But see, that's why women like Valentine's Day because you know, they get so much stuff. And then I guarantee you in another week they'll start advertising Mother's Day and they'll start advertising jewelry stores and every car dealership have a big blow-up monkey. Why don't you get your wife a car? Why don't you buy jewelry? Bloomingdale, Saks Fifth Avenue,
what do the guys
buying
get?
Crap. And it's just about buying new stuff.
Yeah.
And then Father's Day comes along and who's got a sale? It's like Home Depot. That's pretty much it.
It is the truth. I mean,
get them a ladder.
Yeah.
You know, working here, it's like, you know, a lot of the, like the Sherry's Berries and the Pro Flowers come in. It's like, hey, it's Valentine's Day. Same thing for Mother's Day rolls around. Father's Day, I noticed over the years, there's not one endorsement that comes through that says, hey, we're doing this for dads this year. Push this.
What's the big thing for Father's Day is a barbecue when it's 95 degrees outside. Why do you buy him a barbecue so he can cook for you in the hot sun having a stroke while you're inside of your fat ass with the air conditioning he bought you for Mother's Day? Happy holidays, everybody. Meanwhile, let's get back to me for one second.
Yes.
I know we don't have a lot of time. But so I'm at the Comedy Magic Club Friday night, one of the best clubs in the country. Yeah, have you ever been down there?
I've been to the Magic. No, I haven't. Not to
the Magic Castle.
Yeah, it's a different place.
Different.
But the Comedy Magic Club, that's why Leno plays there every Sunday.
He does?
Yeah. Well, he's been playing every Sunday for years.
Wow.
Probably be playing there a lot more
now.
Yeah, a little bit more now. But it's such a great club. And the reason it's so much fun to play, because it's an in-town gig. And even when I went to Vegas last week, one of my flights was canceled. Then when I got to the airport, it took me an hour to get my luggage. Then you have to wait in line for a taxi. Being here, yeah, I can leave my house in Sherman Oaks on Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock and be at Hermosa Beach by 8. I can make it just right down that 405, 5 hours.
5 hours?
I stay right in town, don't have to deal with the airport, luggage. It's a breeze.
What is the time of the show? The time's not on here.
Huh?
What time does the show start?
Oh, it's not on
what
there.
What time can you make it? Good night, ladies. Yeah. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Okay.
Meanwhile, so I'm speaking of traffic. I'm driving here today listening to you guys.
In your lesbian car.
And what's that?
Or do you still have your lesbian car?
Oh, my little the clown car?
The box or
yeah,
whatever?
The clown car. I have the clown car. I think I told you last time. It's a blue Nissan Cube.
Oh, the Cube. That's right.
Well, you know what it is? Because I'm never here, and I had a car, and the lease runs out. And I said, you know what? I'll get a car eventually. So I've been driving my wife's car, and it's bright blue. And have you seen it? It looks like yeah. – I think I said this last
good
time on your
it.
Show. It looks like if you're in a hotel room and you order a refrigerator. It's like that with wheels, and it's bright blue. And when I pull into Home Depot, the Mexicans ask me if I want a job. That's how bad. Yeah. Get out of Las Vegas.
Well, because you are doing your show this weekend,
yeah.
Are you going to buy a Powerball ticket? It's up to $400 million.
You know, I actually, it's kind of funny you mention it because I meant to buy one yesterday. And I think your chance of winning is like 1 in 800,000 billion. But the chance of me ever getting, the chance of me getting a sitcom. Or ever getting a career, I think I have a better chance.
Why
winning.
No Bobby Slayton sitcom? I don't understand.
Well, because, you know what, I've done so many of them, and I've always been like a Jason Alexander or a Michael Richards, or, you know, I've always been the side guy, you know, and the shows I've always done have never gone anywhere. But every time somebody tried to write a show for me.
Why not a Kevin James? Like, you're the lead, you got the wife.
You've got to be likable or fat or gay or a woman.
Yeah.
And what's the show?
No friends.
We have no friends. There's going to be no friends where every week I have more co-stars. My wife leaves me, my children hate me.
Swish people, it up, yeah. Like gay.
Everybody hates Bobby.
Everybody hates Bobby.
That's what you call it. But if you did, what if you did buy that lotto ticket and you won the $400 okay. million? What's the first thing? Would you still tour, do comedy? Would you
maybe get a new
sell
car?
That damn car?
I would, seriously, I would quit. I mean, I would love
no,
it.
No, you wouldn't.
You know what?
You why love it too much.
I would quit. When I see guys like Seinfeld or Leno talking about how much they love stand-up, well, yeah, you know, like my friend Ron White was playing across the street
oh, God,
from me.
I love him.
At the Mirage, the Terry Fedor Theater this week. And he was making, in a night, what I make in 3-4 months. Okay, and I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. It's great. And I still love doing stand-up. But, you know, when you're playing, when you hear Seinfeld talk about how much he likes stand-up, well, yeah, you're making $500,000 a weekend. You're over at Caesars. You got a private jet. You know, I'm going to Columbus, Ohio, to Jukebox Comedy Club in Peoria. I'm stuck in traffic for an hour at 7 o'clock in the morning to do the Heidi and Frank show to try to make a couple of grand. It's brutal. No, but I love you guys. Wait, I got to tell you this one more thing. So I'm driving here this morning. For some reason, I had, because I don't listen to the radio that much in L.A. because I'm never home. Mm-hmm. I have your old station on.
Yeah.
7.1. I put that on. I thought of you guys. So I'm listening to this for about a half an hour, and I'm going, you know, I used to love coming to L.A. because morning radio around the country is so bad, and I really like doing your show. But I'm going, Heidi and Frank, what happened to them? I mean, Heidi, maybe it's not like you had that operation from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I go, Heidi, I mean, you never sounded that bright to begin with. But I mean, no, I'm kidding. You know, I love you. I'm the pit bull of comedy. Hey, but you sound, I go, what happened to her? And then you're playing, we play music all morning. And I go, when did they start playing music on this horrendous? What happened to KLOS? What happened to Heidi and Frank? This show sucks. This is the worst. Meanwhile, I'm probably never going to get a 97.1 now.
No.
I never was.
Yeah.
Because none of those fat bros are coming to see me anyway. With the top 40. But that's why I listened to it for a half an hour. And it just finally struck me. It wasn't.
No, wrong station.
You realize it wasn't us in a half hour.
And then when
how
I
bad is this show?
A half an hour.
We thought Carson Daly could have been me for 30 minutes.
Music for fat people and homosexuals and teenagers. This is not the Heidi and Frank. I used to know what happened to them. They sold out.
Bobby, thank you so much. I'm glad you're back in town and your chance to go see him. Bobby Slayton
go
performing. Comedy Magic Club, Hermosa Beach on Friday, February 21st. Get the tickets. It shows at 8 o'clock. ComedyandMagicClub.com.
And
thank
get a sitcom,
so
will you?
Yes.
Did I get enough in
work a little harder, man. Work a little harder.
Seriously.
I'm exhausted from doing that.
We're right back. We're out of here, Frank.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day. All you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.